Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me here in our visual radio studios to talk a little bit about Tres Rios Habitat for Humanity. Hope Tyler is here. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Welcome back. It's good to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you for having us again.
You bet. And so things are going well, right?
Yes. It's been a very exciting 6 months for us.
That's exciting. And so the house that you're building for one local family is coming together. I think it's supposed to be done by December, right?
Yes. So we just finished most of the exterior, and we're now moving to the interior.
Okay.
Greg Anderson, our construction manager, is just doing an exceptional job. He's trying to beat his own record.
Wow, okay.
Make this one built faster than the last one.
Okay. And so the family is, I'm sure, excited to get in there. This is a single mom, right?
Yes.
And her 1, 2, 3, 4 children.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing their picture up there right now.
Yep.
That is exciting. And so they are putting in some work on the house, like your volunteers are too, but that's part of the program, correct?
It's just to put 200 hours in as part of her agreement with the house.
Okay. So. And so that's exciting. What a great Christmas present that will be, right?
Yeah.
To get in there with her family and the kids. And so you sent me a couple more pictures. So for folks who are watching us on Facebook or YouTube, I want to show a few more photos of the house that's being constructed in San Juan County. So this is an exterior shot of the house to kind of give an idea of how big it is. And one of your workers looks very proud of himself.
Yes. We call him our superhero volunteer.
Yeah, there you go. You should be.
So, yes, we've actually had several people say how pretty this house is, which, you know,
right.
We don't spend a lot of money investing in the making them fancy, but we wanted them to be nice.
Well, sure. But I know for a lot of folks like this family, getting a brand new house is going to be beautiful.
Yes. Yeah. Well, currently she's living in a trailer that's falling apart.
Right.
So this is a big deal for her.
Very much so. And then another photo is some more volunteers doing some painting, and this was maybe a few weeks ago.
Yeah, it was, I think, mid-July when they painted the exterior.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, so very good. But very exciting that it's getting close to completion.
Yeah.
I imagine there's a lot of interior work that we're not seeing from the outside.
Yes.
But.
So they just did interior painting last weekend. They are working on the floors this week.
Okay.
We are going to take Labor Day weekend off just because, you know, we should give our volunteers a break for
the
holiday.
I don't blame you. I think you should. That's right.
And then I'll start the tiling next weekend. So, and then, you know, that is the bathrooms and all the fixtures and all the stuff that goes in.
That's very true. And so the house is about how many bedrooms and how many bathrooms would you say?
It's a 4-bedroom house.
Okay.
And 2 baths, a bath or a bath and a half. I can't remember right off the top of my head. But yeah.
Very nice.
There'll be
plenty of room for everybody.
Yeah.
For the first time, probably, for this family.
Yeah,
so.
Absolutely.
And this is being built in the, what area of the county
it's
again?
Up near Crouch Mesa.
On Crouch Mesa.
You know where that is?
Sure.
Just outside of town here.
Right. In the middle of everything.
Yes. So. And we have several other habitat homes there, so they all kind of act as a community together. And
that's true.
A lot of single moms, so they help each other out.
Very good.
Yeah.
Cool. Exciting. And you're always looking for more volunteers if folks would like to help with this project, and we'll talk about some other ones, too, that folks could get involved with, right?
Absolutely. You know, this particular, we're at the stage now where we need volunteers more than ever because we're done with the roof. We're done with the real technical stuff. Now we're talking about, you know, painting the edges of the, I don't know what they call those, the walls.
The trim, yes.
And all those little things that are time consuming.
People like I could do.
Yeah, but
you know, that I don't need
do
to
it.
Have a construction degree or something. I understand.
Exactly.
Right. You know. So that's where folks could help out.
Absolutely. And we're taking volunteers every Friday and Saturday at the house.
That's the time when everyone goes over, right?
They just email me at habitatsanjuan@gmail.com. I'll put them in touch with the people they need to be in touch with and get them on the weekend they want to be on.
Okay. You've got it all figured out. You got a good schedule going for Fridays and Saturdays for folks to go, except for holiday weekends.
Yes, not this weekend. Barbecue with your family this weekend.
But there you go. That's true. But that's coming up together. And then there's another, and I know you are looking at maybe building more homes for more families in the future, correct, once this one is completed. And so is that there's an application process, I imagine, and some of that?
So we're not taking applications for the next new home just yet.
Okay.
We try to schedule that so we know there's enough time in between that our volunteers aren't getting completely worn out.
Understood.
But we are taking applications for what we call small projects. They're called
the
Brush with Kindness, where if you own your own home but you've fallen on tough times or whatever and the house needs some kind of renovation, painting. We do what we really love to do, access stairs for seniors.
Right.
Where they can, they don't have to have a situation where they have to go into a nursing home or something because they can't get into their home.
Okay.
We'll build them a handicap ramp. We're currently, I know several of our board members would really love to do a project for a veteran. So if somebody was a veteran, needed some help in their house,
right.
We'd love to help them.
Okay.
Yeah.
So those types of projects.
Yep.
And so I know you sent me a photo of, I think, one of the things that we're talking about. This was a homeowner, a couple, who mm-hmm. were getting some help painting the outside of their home.
Yeah, and these are actually volunteers from Wells Fargo. Wells Fargo has been one of our very active volunteers this
nice.
Year. They've donated money, and they've been bringing a volunteer base. But this particular home actually got damaged first from the rain and then the drought.
Okay.
And the home was separating. Part of the home was separating.
Oh dear.
So we came in, we did gutters, we fixed the windows, and then the Wells Fargo crew came out and painted.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for this particular couple, I think there's a serious medical condition is
yes,
part of the issue.
The husband has seizures.
Right.
And so although he works as much as he can, and he's, I mean, he looks very able in mm-hmm. pictures, but he has a limit.
Right.
And his wife has dealt with some very severe back issues and other medical issues. So it was very nice for us to, you know, support the fact they've worked so hard to keep up, but mm-hmm. they just needed a little extra help.
Okay. Very exciting. Yeah. And very, very nice project. And so this is something that if folks are aware, maybe it's a neighbor mm-hmm. or somebody down the street that maybe could use some help, they could apply for this type
yeah.
of help from Habitat for Humanity.
One of the homes we helped last year was a lady who had been broken into, and she had cancer, and her neighbor called for her.
Okay.
And we went out and cleaned up the property and fixed the doors and the floors that had been damaged.
Nice. And yeah. so the scope of the project could be, I guess, almost anything then. I mean, just short of building a whole new
yeah,
house.
Pretty much anything. We, you know, mostly exterior. We
mm-hmm.
could look at some interior.
Okay.
We don't do roofs. We're not allowed to with our insurance.
Right.
I guess that makes sense. Don't want to volunteer on the roof.
Right.
And we don't do trash cleanup. But pretty much, you know, otherwise, contact us. If we've got a person who has a skill set or the knowledge, we'll come out and do what we need to do.
Okay.
But mostly painting and stairs and, you know, renovation type work.
Right.
Yeah.
And some of that maintenance maybe kind of stuff too.
Yeah.
Maybe a coat of paint, things
yeah,
like that,
absolutely.
That could be done. So, and again, you've got your volunteers who, if folks want to help with these types of projects, mm-hmm. that's another reason to sign up to be a volunteer as well,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We always need volunteers.
Right. So they
can never have enough.
No, that's very true. And the other thing I know you can't never have enough of are sponsors, right? There's
yes.
a lot of businesses. You mentioned Wells Fargo,
mm-hmm.
who also probably come up with labor and also some money
sure.
to help with what you're doing, but other sponsors too, correct?
Absolutely. So this year, our top four sponsors have been the Navajo Transitional Energy in tech, most
mm-hmm.
of us know it by. Wells Fargo, as I've mentioned, Whirlpool, they donated appliances for the house, which is a huge.
Big, right?
The Rock, what is their name? Hard Rock Builders. I
right.
should know this.
Okay.
She's on our board. Helps with the foundation of the house. So, you know, a lot of people, they're not only donating cash, which we also need and want and get. We got a cash donation from Home Depot a couple weeks ago.
Very nice.
But we also need in-kind donations. So, you know, if you have a cabinet shop and you're like, oh, I could help with cabinets.
There you go.
Come talk to us.
Right, because you need cabinets.
Yeah.
And things like that. Or anything, I suppose. So
yeah.
all that type of stuff. So that really helps the project really stretch what dollars you do have.
Absolutely.
Go even further if you can do some in-kind things.
Well, like Home Depot, like I said, they just donated to us. We're going to do all the flooring from them now.
Right.
Because of their donation.
So
it's a huge, huge, huge help. And
right.
it helps us build more homes.
Very true. That's very true. And so also, you're looking for other board members?
Yes. So, you know, this obviously is a community-run group. We're all volunteers.
Right.
Well, except for me, but a volunteer-run board. And
but you're also not a full-time person either, right?
No, I mean, volunteer a lot, too.
Yeah, you're
yeah.
like a contract person, so
yeah.
understood.
So we are having our annual meeting coming up. I think it's September 6th. Is that what I said?
I think it's a little bit further along in September.
Let's see. Where did I put that?
I think I'm looking here.
Oh, yes. September 24th at
right.
the Civic Center.
Okay.
And we're inviting anyone from the community who would be interested in joining our board to come. It's a meeting. Anyone from the community could come anyway.
Right.
And just give us feedback.
Sure.
But we especially need a treasurer right now, someone with QuickBooks experience. The lady who's currently doing it has been with us for 6 years, and she just They actually, HABIT doesn't allow you to do more than 6 years. They force you to take a break after 6 years.
So time for someone new to come in.
So we really need someone, a treasurer for QuickBooks. But we try to have a 15-person board, and we're down to 9 people right now. So we just need community members to come up and get involved.
And the question that I know a lot of folks always ask is, how often do you meet, and what type of commitment are you asking for from the volunteers?
We meet the second Monday of each month, so just once a month. Mm-hmm. The meetings are usually about an hour. And if you become like the treasurer, it's a 1-year commitment to be in the director part. But we do ask each person to do a 3-year commitment on the board.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. And so the annual meeting again was coming up on the 24th.
September 24th, yes. 24th. 7 o'clock.
It'll be at the Civic Center.
Yep.
And so folks can come and find out a little bit more about it. And maybe.
Yeah, we'll do a whole presentation on everything we've done for this last year, which is quite a bit this year.
Right, that's true.
And then take information from the community, any feedback they have for us, things they would like us to improve or do differently. And then we'll elect our new board members.
There you go. Very good. And so is there an application process, I guess, if I wanted to be part of the board? And so I should reach out ahead of time before this meeting.
Yeah, if you go to our website at TraceRiosHabitat.com, on the board member tab, I have put a little interest form, and I also have information about what's required, kind of who we're looking for.
Okay.
You know, so that people don't get into something they're not prepared for, but also really know what we do in the community.
Of course. Well, it's a great organization. They've been around for a long time and do a lot of great work, and there are a lot of great, grateful families I know who are in homes because of Trace Rios Habitat for Humanity.
Absolutely.
So it's got a great history here, I know, and does a great job of getting these families into new homes and kind of stopping that cycle of home insecurity, of not knowing maybe where you're living next month, next year.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of research that's been done with Habitat homes that say people who live in Habitat homes, their children are more likely to graduate from high school. They themselves are more likely to go back for higher education. They tend to feel much safer, so they don't have the anxieties and the stress that sometimes goes along with not being able to keep a job or, just general safetiness. There's all kinds of things that really contribute. And so, you know, it's more than just getting a home.
Sure.
It's getting a life.
Right. Well, there's a lot more to it. That's very true. So it's a great organization. And so you have some other events that are coming up, too, that we want to mention. You're always busy, it seems.
Yes.
You guys, all of you.
To build a home, it takes a little bit of money.
That's right.
So we have 2 major fundraisers coming up.
Okay.
The first one is on September 13th. It's our second annual prime rib dinner.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
See, that's my kind of language. Yeah. My kind of fundraiser.
And we're doing it at Sunray Park and Casino. They're actually being one of our sponsors for this event.
Okay.
September 13th at 6 p.m.
Okay.
And we'll have prime rib. We have a nice salad. We have a potato bar. All the works. And then we also have Julie and the Boys, a very popular local band.
Right.
They play rock, country. They sing a couple songs in Spanish, which I think is really fun.
Nice evening of entertainment.
They're going to perform.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
And we'll have some other stuff, of course, going on too. Silent auction, just some fun interactive raffles and things that you can win at the door. You know, just a really fun night.
Nice. Yeah. You're selling tickets for the prime rib dinner.
We are. You can either go to the Habitat store and purchase them, which I should know the address, but it's on
Murray Drive.
Yes, right. It's on Murray Drive.
We know where it is. I've been there many, many times, dropping off and buying.
Yes.
So, yes.
Yep. So you can buy tickets there. They're $30 a piece in advance, $35 at the door if you don't have a chance to go in, or online. They're on our Facebook and our website. There's links to buy the tickets.
Trace Rios Habitat for Humanity on Facebook is what you'd look for, everybody.
Yep.
And $30 is a pretty good deal for a prime rib dinner, I must say.
Yes, yeah.
Right?
Well, and entertainment, live entertainment.
Well, right, plus all the other things, so that's for sure. So, wonderful. And then you have another event coming up for other music lovers, right,
so
in October.
This is what's on the screen now for,
exactly.
As you say, your website watchers.
That's right.
This is a very popular thing. It's been going on for quite a few years now in Farmington. It's the Showcase on Destin.
Mm-hmm. They do a series of concerts to help out local nonprofits.
They've been doing it all summer for different nonprofits, and now it's our turn, October 26th, from 7 to 9. Those tickets are $20 a piece. You can also get those at the Habitat store, or we're preparing to get them ready online.
Okay, very good.
They just sent me the final information. So.
Excellent.
And it's going to be Jeff Solon. I don't know if you guys have heard, but he is such a talented swing band director.
Right.
last year.
He plays around the community, too. I know he plays in Durango. He plays in Farmington.
Yeah.
He travels throughout the Four Corners,
He was a professor at the Fort for a while, but now he's exclusively teaching music.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's coming to Showcase on Dustin, which is at the First Presbyterian Church on Dustin. That's the name, everyone.
Yeah.
And has a great show.
It is. And last year, even if you're not a swing dancer, there was like 25 couples that were really professionals. It was so fun to watch them.
Nice.
Yeah.
They were dancing. Nice.
Doing all the different kinds of swing dances that you can do.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So that's the 26th, again, 7 to 9. Mark your calendars. Yep. And tickets will be on sale soon?
Yes. They're on sale now at the store.
At the store.
And I'll get them online hopefully in the next week.
Okay.
$20. And that includes a glass of wine.
Oh, there you go. Okay. So Showcase on Dustin, everybody, coming up on October 26th to benefit Trace Rio's Habitat for Humanity. And I would like to talk a little bit, too, about the store, because it's another great resource in the community. And as I mentioned, I have donated items to the store and also got down and bought things for my house, because that's what it's all about, right?
Yes.
If you're thinking of doing maybe a renovation project in your home and you're ripping something out, you can give me, if that fixture or whatever is still usable, you can donate it to the store.
I have light fixtures in my truck right now. I'm getting ready to take over after
this. There you go. But also, if you're looking for something for your home, you can go down and see all the things that they have, because it's amazing. Daniel Evans is your manager, and I know he does a great job of collecting all kinds of different things. And, you know, you're looking for that odd-shaped door, and chances are he might have it.
I mean, it's amazing the things he has in there, honestly.
Yes, right.
And he's been doing it 5 years now, I believe, and he just does an exceptional job.
Right.
So if there's something you're looking for, you can also tell him, and chances are he'd be able to get it for you.
Right, that's true.
So.
But lots of different things, from doorknobs to...
Yep, windows, doors, furniture,
appliances,
fixtures, light fixtures.
Right.
I personally go in and get little pieces of tile, broken tile, and I make mosaics for my garden and things with them. So there's just all kinds of things.
Yeah, you can be very creative. And,
yeah.
And again, the price is always really good.
Yeah, really good.
So it's a wonderful thing. And it benefits Habitat for Humanity.
Correct, yeah. Everything that is donated goes right to us building the homes and repairing homes.
Exactly. And so looking ahead, Hope Tyler, you mentioned that as you get ready to complete this home that you're under construction right now in December, and then take me a little bit of a break, but I know the focus is to get another family and work towards another home at some point. And is that in 2020?
Yes, we're hoping in 2020 to go ahead and build one more. That'll make our 12th home, I think, 12th.
I wouldn't be surprised.
In the last few years.
Right.
So we're very excited, and we're definitely seeing some interest in the next home.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone does want to know in preparation, you can also visit the website. It shows sort of what you have to do to be a candidate to get one of the new homes. Or they can call us either at the store, or there's lots of ways to contact us on the website and get more information.
Of course, exactly. And again, I know that it's not just giving away free homes. A lot of folks have that misconception, I'm afraid. And these families are working, they're putting in sweat equity, and they're also paying on a mortgage for these homes. It's set up maybe a little bit differently than maybe your mortgage is, but it's still they're still getting something and paying into it.
We call it a hand up, not a handout. So they are still paying a mortgage. It is a no interest mortgage. It is we try to build the home as affordably and as low cost as we can by getting donated goods. But it's no interest. They don't have to have a down payment. They do that with their sweat equity. Sometimes there's a little small, like $500, depending on the family, for a down payment, but not what we expect on a normal home.
Sure.
They're definitely paying. In fact, we just signed Haley Tafoya, who was our second to last homeowner. She just signed her official loan papers this week.
Oh, nice.
And she now is ready to go. She's been paying since the home was finished.
But now it's the
official.
Next step, right, which is kind of cool. And there are some requirements, too, of the homeowners, right, to maintain the home and things like that, and to make sure that you kind of do the upkeep and the maintenance and all those things.
Absolutely. Yeah, they have to really they sign an agreement with us of how the home will be cared for, what will be done, certain upkeep things. We teach classes about budgeting, about, home repairs and maintenance. In fact, we're hoping this next year to be able to do that not just for our homeowners, but for the community if they want help with budgeting and home maintenance, to have some classes for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
And to be eligible for the program, again, I know probably credit worthiness is a big thing, and maybe a lot of folks maybe need to work on that before they can really apply to be considered.
Well, that's where the classes are coming in. We want to help people say, okay, now you're not a candidate yet, but here's what you need to do.
Right. And these are some steps. And, yeah. and it's possible to work towards that.
Absolutely.
For sure.
You can definitely improve your credit. Right. We all do it.
Yes, that's true. Very true. But it's exciting to hear that that this is going on. And again, more help for the community. And I know there are other communities that maybe build two or three homes a year. And I know that may be a stretch goal for Habitat.
Yeah, well, for example, Albuquerque, which obviously is a much bigger community than ours, but they shoot for five homes a year. And so wouldn't it be great if we could do half of that, even as small as we are?
Right.
Do two or three homes a year eventually.
Right. Because we know there are families out there that could use
We are
the
always,
help, right?
Last time we took applications, we had over 60 applicants. And obviously, we can't build 60 homes in a year. So
not at the moment, that's
true. It's a little rough.
Right.
But there's definitely need.
That's true. So it's out there.
Yeah.
And there's room to grow.
Yes.
It sounds like. So again, if you've got an interest in being a board member audience or would like to help out another way, Trace Rios Habitat for Humanity, you can do that.
Good. I do want to mention one more thing about the store. We are doing a volunteer day there on September 15th.
Okay.
A lot of people, you know, they worry they can't go to the construction site for various reasons, but on September 15th in the morning, I think it's 9:30 to 12:30, we're just going to have a kind of clean-up day and reorganize, you know, get ready for the fall season type day. So that's another option. You don't have to feel like you have to be at construction or donate money. There's lots of ways to get involved.
That's true. Well, good advice and a good way to get folks involved. So
yeah.
that's wonderful. Hope, thanks so much for coming in this morning. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Scott. Thank you very much for having me.
You're very welcome. It's Hope Tyler, everyone, from Trace Rios Habitat for Humanity, my guest right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.